Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am recording this early, and while I A, yes, still have a bit of a morning voice, but also B, while I also still have full use of my mouth, it is Monday the 2nd. This is going up on Wednesday, and I have a dentist appointment today. So I'm definitely trying to make sure my audio is recorded so that I can just edit it and upload it, because I don't know what state my mouth will be in terms of being able to speak. So getting it done early, yay me. Speaking of, I have been working really hard to try and get some semblance of sanity. Not control, but kind of just direction when it comes to the podcast. And theming the past 2 months has been such a huge help. I've been able to work in basic life updates in the beginning of episodes and then continue and do the rest of the episode without hassle. So I like that idea, and I'm going to continue doing that going forward, just maybe until the end of the year. August being Women's Month actually helped with that a lot, so I could theme the entire month around Women's Month and themes. And September with Heritage Day and the nostalgic theme was also really fun, because I got to reflect, especially that being one of my goal update months, and not having an actual update, which in itself was very helpful for reflection. So I've decided to theme the following few months as best I can. And October itself has World Mental Health Day, and I did a mental health, I don't know what to call it, but like a mental health month a couple years ago, where I did an extra episode every week just for mental health, and that was really good for me as well, not just to get extra content for the podcast, and I enjoyed it. With having World Mental Health Day in October, I thought, let me just theme the whole month as a mental health month. I think it's March or May, somewhere there, whereas the day worldwide is 10 October. So that's fun. So that's what I'm gonna do. This month is Mental Health Month. And then next month, I'm basically doing a reflection month on the lessons I've learned in various aspects. So the lessons I've learned throughout this year, the lessons I've learned through my podcast, the lessons I've learned through doing my bullet journal, which was a whole other interesting thing. Lessons in decluttering that I've learned. So I've kind of segmented them per week, which is nice. And then December will obviously be Podmas, and the final episode, I think, is a day or two after Christmas. So there will be an end of year episode aside from all the Podmas stuff that I'm doing. And then obviously we start the new year. So I've got my ideas and rough one-worded topics that I can think of. I will definitely refine them as I go along. But that all to say, I'm in much better spirits. I'm doing much better for myself, and I'm definitely on a better vibe when it comes to doing the podcast. The YouTube channel is on hiatus, even though it hasn't started, just because I'm trying to kind of get ahead of the curve in the podcast, and then I want to edit the old ones and upload them and then catch up on vlogs. I'm still vlogging quietly in the background, but I'm gonna get there. I'll get there when I get there. That's always been my thing. So yeah, that was just a quick overview and catch up of what's going on, and hopefully I'll be healed in time to do next week's episode and then batch a few upcoming episodes. So yeah, I haven't done the vlog yet, so obviously you wouldn't have seen it, but if this eventually gets done and you can see the vlog that I might upload, I had a hectic weekend. I had intended to go out early Saturday and come back and get things done. I didn't. I intended to stay home Sunday and get things done. Spanner got thrown in the works, and today's my op. So life, what a wonderful life it is that I've just been experiencing. It's been very up and down, but I'm actually quite grateful, so I'm not gonna ramble too long. But life has been lifing as usual, and I'm just gonna keep going. So yeah, that is that. For the rest of the month, each week is going to have a different theme. I just wanted to mention in today's episode what the overview will look like and talk about the theme that was selected for World Mental Health Day. The next few weeks, I'm going to be speaking about various things, and I kind of wanted to beforehand just give a blanket statement. I do have a BA in psychology, so I do have a little bit of formal higher education knowledge under my belt. I have been in therapy myself, and I've also researched a lot. All that to say, I am not a licensed therapist or professional in the therapy space. I will be speaking about a lot of therapy and practices and terminology and things, but this is not to say that I'm a professional. If you do need any help, go and get it for yourself as fast as possible. There are free helplines, there are places that I'm sure can assist you. I will find any links I can and leave them below. But I am not a professional. Don't take my word as law. Go get the help you need from an actual professional. So that's my disclaimer. Yeah. So each week I'm going to be speaking about different things. You'll have to just see them as they come. A lot of the themes for each week kind of centers around mental health, as I said before. And a few of the things I'm going to be discussing is my personal mental health journey, my experience in therapy, the tools they used with me, the ones I researched and was able to find free resources for. I'm also going to speak about things that are ways of improving your mental health and well-being that aren't therapy, so non-therapy ways. I will be touching on digital devices and technology and social media. And I also have a Halloween themed episode that's going to look at it from a mental health aspect, because a lot of these things shaped our youth, our understanding and our lives, especially from a generational point of view, and that I think is something fun to kind of look at in terms of an aspect. So yeah, those are all the things that are going to be up and coming in the next month. So mental health is something I've always advocated for, and it's something I will always encourage people to look into for their own well-being, because in the same way physically working out has exercises that aren't a one-size-fits-all, meaning one person doing a certain type of exercise is not going to benefit them and their body in the way it's going to fit you, and vice versa. In the same vein, not all forms of therapy benefit everyone. This is one of those trial and error things that you're going to need to work your way through and figure out what's best. And this is something I always highlight, especially if you do not feel you are getting the help you need from your specific therapist. Asterisk, like the little disclaimer is, provided you are doing the work and you still feel you aren't getting the help or result that you need, look into getting a different therapist and also discuss it with your therapist before just ditching them and finding someone else. Because sometimes it can be something that you're blocking yourself from doing versus something they aren't able to provide you with. No one's at fault. It's just, it is what it is, and you need to kind of move on from there. So mental health is important, but also understanding you aren't broken, you aren't at fault, and there's nothing wrong with you. You just need a different kind of help. You won't be telling a bodybuilder to do yoga, you know? In the same way, you aren't going to be telling someone, go see a relationship therapist when they have a personal trauma. It's not the same issue, it's not the same problem, it's not the same thing. It's not going to be solved in the same way. And that's why you kind of need to shop around, fish around, do your research. And the world has become very, very open to mental health, to the point that a lot of people are actually very open-minded and positive about therapy. Whereas when we were younger, it was a very negative thing. Back in the day, people used to get called all sorts of things if word got out that they were in therapy. Or even if they aren't currently in therapy, but used to attend therapy, you were like a black sheep. It was horrendous. Fortunately, people have become more resourceful. You can look up medical journals online. You can find blogs from actual therapists and doctors qualified to be writing these things. Moreover, the more modern person can look up YouTube videos. I know, I think Katie Morton, I will see if I can link any of her videos below. She is an incredible therapist. Just watching her videos gives you so much information. You can find out things for yourself. And the amount of free resources available online is mind-blowing. And even if you aren't someone who likes to do work yourself, you can always just find a therapist online. You've got all sorts of online portals to do therapy. You can have phone calls as an appointment for a therapist instead of being in person and one-on-one. And the beauty of it is, we live in such a modern age, there's no more stigma attached to it. Or at least, not as harsh stigma attached. Because everyone is like, oh, you just need therapy. You need therapy. Everyone should have therapy. Yes, everyone should have therapy. And this is especially highlighted in terms of the theme of World Mental Health Day for this year, because we had the most intense case of highlighting the importance of mental health during and after the pandemic because of the loneliness, because of the isolation, because of having to find people to interact with in a non-physical way. You know, you couldn't just walk outside and go talk to a neighbor or go to a park and meet someone. You had to do everything virtually, and that's hard. Having that happen has led to a lot of worldwide awareness of just how important mental health is, and they've made the theme of World Mental Health Day this year, mental health is a universal right. And I absolutely love that theme. Mental health is a universal human right. How potent is that? It's not isolating only men, women, young people, old people, influencers. No. Universal human right. Like, this is something that needs to be built into the constitution right up there with access to food and water and education. Like, this is something vital. And I think having people who have, like my generation, grown up and learned to look inwards has been the best thing, because we are currently living in a world where people are obsessed with aesthetics and being seen living the highlight reel that they enjoy posting. But people forget that's just a highlight reel. There is a messy real world behind them, and that is hard to cope with. So I think having mental health be at the forefront of everything is something that definitely needs to just be looked into very, very intensely and be made more, I think, grassroots level in terms of implementation. Like, they need to start implementing it from a young age. I have always hated the fact that life orientation, which is a subject that's supposed to orientate you in life, taught you nothing about living life. It didn't teach you about how to deal with people you don't like, or how you have to work with, or how to handle money, or how to talk to people in certain situations. Like, it taught you absolutely nothing in terms of actually dealing with life. And now I think that is a great opportunity to take that subject, flip it on its head, and use it for essential things. How to be conscious of your social media. How to curate it so that you aren't obsessing over things that aren't good. How to take care of your mental health. How to plan for your future. And yeah, that's a hectic thing to teach a youngster, but you're exposed to so much more information and things at a young age. I think it's important to curate it, to narrow it down, to find yourself in all this chaos of everything going around you. Especially for me, and just to take that last phrase, being aware of the things going around you. I know myself and my mental health, and when it's doing good, it's doing good. And that's when I double down on myself and my health to build up my strength, because I know at any second there could be a spanner in the works, and then it takes a dive, and then I'm just stressed, I can't sleep, I'm not eating well, I'm not taking care of myself, and that's a problem. So when my mental health is going good, I take care of myself and I build up my toolkit, so to speak, of things that I need on the daily, so that when I do have a bad day mental health wise, I still have my toolkit I can use and I can go from there. One thing I always see is people having cheat sheets, and they've got like extremely bad mental health day, bad mental health day, medium mental health day, good mental health day, extremely good mental health day. And each of these lists have a longer task list underneath them, so to speak. So for the basic, you know, having a terrible mental health day, the basic things are done. You need to eat a good meal, you need to brush your teeth, you need to brush your hair, you need to take a shower, and you need to go sit outside in sunlight. Done. You don't have to exercise, you don't have to walk, you don't have to... Just those five things. Done. That is what happens. And they get more complex the better your mental health is doing, and I think that is so cool. But the thing is, once again, understanding those ideas for those people are theirs, and your list will look different to you. Like I said, it's a trial and error thing. You figure out what works best for you. Mental health is not a one-size-fits-all, which is why it should be taught from a young age, so that you can build up your own toolkit and figure out what works best for you. One thing I will speak about next week is something that I refer to as a Matrix moment. And it's in reference to the Matrix movie where the Keanu Reeves and, I don't know her name, the other lady, they're doing that slow backwards, you know, falling motion, and they're dodging the bullets. That is what I refer to when I call it the Matrix moment. And it's something I'm going to speak about in next week's episode. but it's something that I think everyone experiences once they've gone through their mental health journey and they've got their toolkit ready to go. That is something I'm very excited to speak about. So that's for next week's episode. But for this week's Song of the Week, I've chosen the song Put Your Record On by Corin Bailey Ray. Because like therapy, this song is kind of about your needs. She's telling you to put your record on, not hers. Not the trend, not what's cool, not what's the latest pop. No, your record. Put the thing on that's gonna make you happy. And do that. Dance around if you must. Do whatever makes you feel good and put your record on. That's all I gotta say for this week. I am excited to do this month's episode. I think I always say that when I have a theme going, but I'm genuinely happy about this because I'm doing my homework, I'm taking notes, I'm getting as much as I can done, and yeah, I actually can't wait to keep going. So yeah, that is it for me this week. I will see you in next week's episode, hopefully with a healed mouth. But yeah, have a good day, have a good week, enjoy this month's episode, and I will put whatever links I can find in every episode for this week, so you can check those out as well. I'll see you in my next episode, and remember to keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.